Hello everyone, just wanted to remind you to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are people who might try to deceive you into sharing sensitive information. Remember, no one from StreamGlobe will ever ask you for codes or numbers for any reason. If someone does, they're impersonators trying to scam you. Please report such numbers to WhatsApp and your group admins immediately. Also, if you get any unsolicited messages from someone in your StreamGlobe WhatsApp group, don't worry. Just report the person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to contact you again, and WhatsApp will take action to prevent this from happening to others. Let's stay safe on WhatsApp and remember to share StreamGlobe devotionals with your contacts.
Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled How to Overcome Sin. Today's meditation was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall be taking our Bible reading from John chapter 8 verse 31 to 32. It reads, Then said Jesus to those Jews who believed on him, If ye continue in my words, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I have just read from the King James Version. Johnny discovered that a particular sin will not go away after much confession and prayer. So he decided to study the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, since he knew that Jesus never sinned. He wanted to know how Jesus did it. During his study, he discovered that the reason Jesus never sinned was because he always obeyed his Father. After his discovery, he made up his mind to always obey every instruction God gives him, and also decided to spend his time praying for grace to obey God, instead of praying to overcome that particular sin. Today, many Christians, like Johnny, have had sins in their lives that they struggle with. They want to be free and have tried all that they could, but are not successful. So they have decided to live with the sin and keep asking for forgiveness whenever they indulge in it. If you want to be free, study the Word of God to know His commandments and make up your mind to obey them. Secondly, make sure you obey the personal instruction that God gives you. The more you are able to obey God, the freer from sin you become. Go into today knowing that freedom from sin does not come by trying to overcome sin. Rather, it comes by obeying God's instructions. It is only those who are submitted to God that have the power to resist the devil, and he will flee from them. The more submitted you are, the more powerful you become. Pray like this, Father, please give me the power to obey you in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Psalm 36 to Psalm 38. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. If you are listening to this and you're not yet born again, but you want to give your life to Christ, let's pray this prayer together in faith. And as you confess the Lord Jesus, you will receive His salvation. Say these words after me in faith. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today and I repent of my sins. Please forgive me, cleanse me, and make me your child. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead on the third day when he died for me. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for receiving me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have just prayed this prayer in faith, I want to congratulate you. I would encourage you to visit any of our websites and click on the menu there that says, Are you saved? That will lead you to a web page where you will find resources that will help you grow. StreamGlobe Devotional is non-denominational and interdenominational. We request that you join us in sharing this devotional with your friends and contacts. And in so doing, we are touching lives together and we are spreading the gospel of Jesus together. If you want to forward this devotional to many people, copy it and paste it to them. Don't click on forward, because if you are using WhatsApp, you will not be able to forward to more than one person at a time. The audio for today's yearly Bible reading plan comes up next, Psalm 36 to Psalm 38.
Psalm 36, for the director of music of David, the servant of the Lord.
I have a message from God in my heart concerning the sinfulness of the wicked. There is no fear of God before their eyes. In their own eyes, they flatter themselves too much to detect or hate their sin. The words of their mouths are wicked and deceitful. They have ceased to be wise and to do good. Even on their beds, they plot evil. They commit themselves to a sinful course and do not reject what is wrong. Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains. Your justice like the great deep. You, Lord, preserve both people and animals. How priceless is your unfailing love, O God. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house. You give them drink from your river of delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. Continue your love to those who know you, your righteousness to the upright in heart. May the foot of the proud not come against me, nor the hand of the wicked drive me away. See how the evildoers lie fallen, thrown down, not able to rise.
Psalm 37 of David.
Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed. But those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for He knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The blameless spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will enjoy plenty. But the wicked will perish. Though the Lord's enemies are like the flowers of the field, they will be consumed. They will go up in smoke. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Those the Lord blesses will inherit the land, but those he curses will be destroyed. The Lord makes firm the steps of those who delight in him. Though they stumble, they will not fall, for the Lord upholds them with his hand. I was young, and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken, or their children begging bread. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be a blessing. Turn from evil and do good. Then you will dwell in the land forever. For the Lord loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. Wrongdoers will be completely destroyed. The offspring of the wicked will perish. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouths of the righteous utter wisdom, and their tongues speak what is just. The law of their God is in their hearts. Their feet do not slip. The wicked lie in wait for the righteous, seeking their very lives. But the Lord will not leave them in their power or let them be condemned when brought to trial. Hope in the Lord and keep his way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are destroyed, you will see it. I have seen the wicked and ruthless flourishing like a luxuriant native tree, but they soon passed away and were no more. Though I looked for them, they could not be found. Consider the blameless. Observe the upright. A future awaits those who seek peace, but all sinners will be destroyed. There will be no future for the wicked. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him.
Psalm 38, a Psalm of David, a petition.
Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Your arrows have pierced me, and your hand has come down on me. Because of your wrath, there is no health in my body. There is no soundness in my bones because of my sin. My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds fester and are loathsome because of my sinful folly. I am bowed down and brought very low. All day long I go about mourning. My back is filled with searing pain. There is no health in my body. I am feeble and utterly crushed. I groan in anguish of heart. All my longings lie open before you, Lord. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pounds. My strength fails me. Even the light has gone from my eyes. My friends and companions avoid me because of my wounds. My neighbors stay far away. Those who seek my life set their traps. Those who would harm me talk of my ruin all day long. They scheme and lie. I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the mute who cannot speak. I have become like one who does not hear, whose mouth can offer no reply. Lord, I wait for you. you will answer, Lord my God. For I said, do not let them gloat or exalt themselves over me when my feet slip. For I am about to fall, and my pain is ever with me. I confess my iniquity. I am troubled by my sin. Many have become my enemies without cause. Those who hate me without reason are numerous. Those who repay my good with evil lodge accusations against me, though I seek only to do what is good. Lord, do not forsake me. Do not be far from me, my God. Come quickly to help me, my Lord and my Savior.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.